It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in on Jethro FM and all over the state of Michigan. Making your Saturday morning just a little bit smokier in your backyard. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome. Thanks, Jop. And welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves. 13 and a half years running. Being produced today by the chief executive of Jethro FM, we have Mr. Pasteur.
He's out of the closet. For the last several years, she couldn't tell anybody.
I thought we were in the closet here. Isn't
right, it is. Yeah, but no. Scott retired from his paying job, and now he's working with us lowlifes.
Now he's a volunteer.
Yeah, right. Yeah, having a little bit of fun. But anyway, it's good to have him.
You know, that brings up an interesting thing. we can just talk about it here for a second. You keep adding stations. Your latest one's in Kalamazoo, right? How's that going?
Well, he doesn't have a microphone, Bob,
so it's really hard
for him to talk to us right now. But we'll talk about that another day.
We broke the mic.
Yeah, it's running well though, and we get feedback from that area as well on our social media, so it's awesome.
Yeah,
people are listening in Kalamazoo. Welcome to you guys. But Bob, did you cook anything fun this week?
It was a really boring grill week for me. I did like chicken breasts. I did a couple steaks. Really busy right now, you know, with the nice outdoor weather.
Yeah.
It's kind of like trying to get ahead of the game so that when the nice weather is actually here, I'm not as buried as I seem to be every spring. You know, you and I both have pools. We have all that stuff outside to do, and it comes down to Dad.
Oh, it does, every time, because my wife and my son both this past week said, "Hey, Jop, when are you opening up the bar?" And I'm like, "It's March, dude. It's mid-March." He's like, "Yeah, but it's been so nice. You got to open up the patio bar." And, you know, when you, it isn't just like,
tell him to go to the beer store and get some beer,
exactly,
and then it's open.
Exactly, because it becomes work. It's a day or so to unload it because everything you had in there, you packed away. Now you got to put it back. But the other thing is then now it could freeze again. We're mid-March, dude. And all my stuff with water and all that other stuff, it's too early. It's too early. So I said what you said.
Right? Yeah, I'm already using all that stuff.
Yeah.
If you have frost-free spigots, you're okay.
Yeah.
So one of the things I think a lot of us have gone through is I went nuts on. It's solar patio lighting.
Oh, we have it a little bit of it. My wife uses it in the gardens. And by the way, all the spring flowers along the edge of our garage, we got like a 2-foot bed. Everything's up. Some of it's even blooming. Crazy for the middle of March. But you know what? Hey, it's the weather.
Tulip Festival will be in April this year. Well, anyway, I don't honestly know how many of these things I have, but it's too many. Because on my back deck is like, I forget.
It's like a football field.
45 to 70 feet long.
Yeah, it's like a football field as far as decks go.
And every post has a lighted cap on it.
Yeah.
Well, who idea was that?
Right.
Because half of them after 4 or 5 years don't work.
Right.
So I'm taking them apart and changing solar batteries or whatever, you know, the rechargeable batteries and stuff. And that's a process in itself and testing each one and replacing them.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, when they're all working.
Oh, it's cool.
At night. It is just charming.
You're a better man than I because I'd scrap and buy new. I can't take little lights apart. My fingers are too fat, man. I can't deal with all of that.
No comment.
Yeah.
Anyway,
exactly.
I have more. I'm moving to low voltage on all the rest of the stuff. I got a set of low voltage to put in. I swear I'm going to do this spring.
Yeah. Had it for 3 years.
No, I've had it
right there on the shelf.
Had it for a year. You know, closeouts at Home Depot.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, there's a great deal. I'll do that next spring. And then you forget you have them, right? Yeah, so there's
no shortage of projects at my place.
Ever, man. Yeah, and as soon as you say pool, it's just a hole in the ground to throw money in.
The good news is the log building is rolling right along nicely.
Well, you know what, though? I'm surprised that that's the case because I haven't seen you come in limping or with stitches.
Well, I'm not
or
doing
anything
the roof
in a while.
Yet. I'm not doing the roof yet. No, the hard stuff on the rafters is all done.
Okay.
I shouldn't be falling.
Well, let's hope not. I mean, as we approach the elderly season of our life, you don't bounce like you used to either, man.
Well, if you're fat enough, you actually do bounce.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, we got that going for us, right?
Anyway, it's really nice to get finally those logs up and building walls with them because they've been stashed for 3 and 4 years, bringing them back from deer camp every year. I had a mountain of them, and I'm still digging through the pile, and it seems like the pile's just as big as it was when
I started. You're playing, you know, pioneer with the things because you're hand hewing them and stacking them up there and all that other stuff.
It's just a waste to let them just rot in the woods.
Well, I understand, but it's a lot of work what you're doing.
But
it's going to look
fat.
Cool when it's done.
I'm fat. I need to work out. Yeah.
If you're not in a hurry for a woodshed, you build one like Bob. Because it's been a couple years that you've been working on this thing, but it's coming together, and there's wood in it.
The first section I built like 15, 20 years ago.
Well, I understand.
And that was enough to store the wood. And then it's like, oh, I could also store this under. Oh, not enough room. Add another 10-foot section
onto
it.
Yeah.
And then, so that's the progression of, you know, silly projects like that really don't have great value to them, but you need them.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing I want to invest a bunch of money in. So it's usually just some sheet metal, some steel for the roofing and things like that. I mean, the original roof on the first section was a commercial garage door that I broke.
Yeah, right. Put the sections together and hope they don't leak. Yeah.
So anyway.
It's change the subject a little bit, but... is your phone ringing? Mine's ringing off the hook right now for catering for graduations, summer weddings, those type of things. I think I booked 4 in the last week
throughout
the summer.
That's great.
And I appreciate that for all the listeners that reach out and have us cater their small events and not so small events. One of them is my friends at the Home Builders Association.
Oh.
They do a clay shoot in the fall, and I just was... they reached out to me this week, and we booked that, and that's 200 people that are down at the Caledonia Sportsman's Club in October.
Well,
so
that's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is. It always a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun too. So
yeah, that has been going on for some time with me. This last couple of weeks, not so much, but I'm sure it'll pick up.
Yeah,
it's about at the pace that I can handle it.
Yep, exactly.
Because I still have to have a life.
Right.
I'm not going to just do nothing but serve everybody else.
Well, you know, it's fun to do it, though. I mean, that's what we do. But speaking of that, we got a guest in the studio with us that we're going to talk to later in the show. But why don't we introduce Matt?
Yeah, this is Matt Ziemer from Hooger Hide Safe in Grand Rapids, Michigan. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, it was so nice to see you at the home show because it seems like the last few shows I've worked, I'm always positioned by you or something, and I think it's just because you have such a cool line of product, and we're going to talk about that in the upcoming segment. But I guess how is the safe world? How's that business in this strange climate we're in?
Business has been very good for the last few years. Anytime there's stuff in the news, unfortunately, crime. That sort of stuff, it kind of gets people's attention back toward securing their valuables, particularly firearms and gun safes, particularly, you know, good, heavy American-made gun safes are a core part of our business. So that part of the business has been going really well.
Yeah, I'm so glad you came in because there are so many, I mean, I don't know many people anymore that don't have a gun safe, but I can tell you that a lot of people buy the wrong safe. And they don't know it until their house burns down.
Yeah, and in the next segment, we're going to talk about when somebody walks into your store, what are the 4 or 5 questions they need to be able to answer to make sure that you direct them to the right safe. But, you know, it occurs to me, Bob, this what Matt was mentioning is this whole Oxford thing. It was a tragedy that young man went in and shot a bunch of people at a school, but his parents now are on trial. And it's because they didn't store their guns properly. They were accessible to a young man who was having some challenges. And I'm not going to cast aspersions on whether that's right, wrong, or indifferent. But the real thing is he was able to get a gun out of his parents' house that wasn't secured in a safe. And one of these could have, hopefully prevented all that. But anyway, coming up next, we are going to continue our conversation with Matt from Hooger Hide Safe. And you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll be back.